The Fighting Spirit. Desperate work began immediately to defend the town against attack, and for the rest of June, Blandford's Home Guard worked with regular soldiers to install military defences, while local builders threw together anti-tank obstacles from any materials they could find. Civil defence groups grew and new ones formed. First aid posts, firefighters, air raid wardens, the WI. So many people were involved in defence of the town that few Blandford families were left untouched by preparations against the coming invasion. The awful effects of gas on people in the Great War meant that in 1940, no one went out without their rubber gas mask. Civilian masks had a rectangular window for the eyes and a stubby nose piece with an asbestos filter. Military masks were worn by Blandford's air raid wardens and telephone operators and had two glazed eye holes and a long white breathing tube hung from the nosepiece, disappearing into a tin filter bottle which contained charcoal. Around strategic towns, Churchill had ordered the creation of a secret resistance army, and one of its patrols dug an observation base in woods just off the road to Poole. This was the Spetsbury Patrol, formed from men of the Home Guard and operating under two commanders, both battle-hardened from service in the Great War. The patrolmen were young, the sons of local farmers and a baker, and they were known as stay-behinds, a military term for a secret force highly trained in undercover and sabotage work. If the Germans invaded at Poole and came north to Blandford, these men would deploy to their base and observe the tanks and troops as they passed, then attack, harass and sabotage them, coordinating with other local patrols. They carried revolvers and a machine gun and communicated by field radio or telephone. Their activities were so vital that they also carried suicide pills in case they were captured to protect the secrecy of the other patrols.